WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden will give the keynote address on this first night of the Democratic National Convention, in which he'll symbolically pass the torch on to his vice president, Kamala Harris. Disgraced former New York Congressman George Santos has pleaded guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft as part of a plea deal with federal prosecutors.
He will go to prison for at least 2 years. He will be required to forfeit the money he made illegally. And he will be required to repay the victims that he swindled.
Brian Peace, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York. A senior Hamas official says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's talk of approving the proposal, which was outlined by President Biden, means that the U.S. could not convince Netanyahu of a previous ceasefire and hostage release deal that Hamas had already agreed to back in July. Talk show host Phil Donahue has died. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
An Iowa County resident has died after a crash that happened Sunday night in Orena. According to the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, an SUV was driving northbound on County Highway H when it veered off the road and then hit a power pole and struck a stop sign. The vehicle rolled onto U.S. Highway 14 before coming to a halt. First responders reported to the crash just before 10:30 p.m. Sunday night. Officials treated the 68-year-old passenger and said the individual later died of injuries suffered in the crash. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office have identified the passenger as Karen White, an Orena resident. Spring Green EMS took the 71-year-old driver to a hospital and is expected to be okay. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low around 50, and mostly sunny as we look into tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Pleasant day. A few more clouds around on Wednesday, again mid-70s. A chance of rain later Thursday. High upper 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 77. 99.7.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron in for David Grant, kicking off the ride home with a 50-minute music hour.
I hear climb highest mountains. street.
FM Sports.
Tyler Reddick took the lead on a restart in the second overtime to win the Fire Keepers Casino 400 at Michigan's International Speedway today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Reddick is one of 12 drivers with a spot secured in the postseason, leaving four more available with races left at Daytona and Darlington. Brewers have a day off today before opening the series in St. Louis tomorrow night. The Cardinals are 11 games behind the Brewers in the division standings, but St. Louis chasing a wild card spot. They're 5 games behind Atlanta for the final wildcard spot in the National League. Packers also off today following last night's 27-2 loss to the Broncos in Denver. They're back at it tomorrow. We'll hold a joint practice with Baltimore on Thursday before hosting the Ravens in the preseason finale on Saturday. Neither one of the Packers' two backup quarterbacks did anything on Sunday night to settle the backup job behind Jordan Love. Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt have one game left to convince the Packers they can handle that job. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Don't you ask when you wanna go to rest.
me.
Little Van Halen on the ride home, 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Maddie in the morning back tomorrow, bright and early, 6 to 10 a.m. You can catch up on everything Max FM all day long. You listen on the free Civic Media app, download it in the Google Play or App Stores. It's Civic Media, Max FM, and in excess.
All you got is this moment. 21st century is yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. You're one of my something about you, girl, that makes me sweat.
More 99.7 Max FM.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say come between us, our lives have come between us. Still, I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film. Unless I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I
falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us. Our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
Go down.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Entertainment news today. Phil Donahue passing away. Phil Donahue, my mom loved that show. That's how I got to know him. But he had the first real show that involved audience participation, paving the way for so many others, including Maury Povich, including Jerry Springer, which we all remember that show. But Phil Donahue passing away. And I kind of want to pull up an old, an old file, maybe watch a rerun as I enjoy this Monday night tonight. Hope you had a great day. Hope you had a great start to the work week. We'll get to Foreigner on the ride home next as we continue with 50-Minute Music Hour on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Friday, August 23rd, the Culver Community Park will be hosting a concert in the park with Jeremy Horn. Jeremy's first single, First Love, and his debut album, Atmosphere, made the top 10 best-selling new releases in the praise and worship category on Amazon. Growing up with the sounds of James Taylor and Tom Petty, Jeremy spent most of his early years emulating the sounds and styles of pop culture. This concert will be on Friday, August 23rd from 6:30 until 8:30, and it's a free event. It's also time to go back in time with the Heritage Day Rendezvous at Pioneer Log Village. This will be happening Friday through Sunday, August 23rd to the 25th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily, and then 10 until 4 p.m. on Sunday. This event will take place at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society and Pioneer Village. You can find all the details at rahspv.com. Visitors will have the opportunity to talk with mountain men, voyagers, and long hunters while also enjoying special exhibits, reenactments, and demonstrations. Food and music will be available on site, and the cabins and museums will be open for touring. Again, this is Friday the 23rd through Sunday the 25th, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. And Downtown Portage will be hosting the Taste of Portage Market Fair for 2024. The event will feature live music, a car show, food, drinks, vendors, kids' activities, sidewalk sales, a half marathon, and a 5K run walk. All the details can be found at portagewi.com.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low around 50. And mostly sunny as we look into tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Pleasant day. A few more clouds around on Wednesday, again mid-70s. A chance of rain later Thursday. High upper 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 77.
99.7.
Not shy, you get around.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Killing me.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. How about the Brewers over the weekend? Whoa, another big win yesterday. They swept Cleveland. If you haven't been to a Brewer game yet, you're missing out on a great team. And, you know, popcorn, hot dogs, grilling out in the parking lot. That's the best part about baseball, right? They're taking a night off tonight. It's 99.7 Max FM with Kings of Leon.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me.